There goes Journey, 93.7 The River, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. You'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable here shortly on Facebook. Father's Day is on Sunday, and it's a day that is grossly overlooked by most, but it is our day because all of us here on the show are parents, two of which are fathers. So thank you. Thank you very much for wishing us a happy Father's Day early.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And there is a local news station here in town. We're not going to name names, but I mean, they asked the question, is Mother's Day better than Father's Day? Well, yeah. Yeah, because women are better than fathers. They give birth to, they're women. They should be doted after more differently. And I've told you, fathers, they don't need. Here's the thing. Fathers say they don't need, but fathers still like to be given things. And what they like to be given is peace and quiet. See, fathers are simple. You know, women want flowers and they want dinner and they want to be doted after differently. Dad, he just wants to go out in the garage and like start fashioning stuff out of wood and drinking beer or whiskey. Dad just needs the simple things in life. Can you give Dad that on Sunday? If you can, you're going to be a good kid.
That's exactly what I want, except I don't want to fashion, not in the garage.
You just want to drink beer.
Yeah, I just want to drink beer and sit on the couch.
766-9370, Father's Day is Sunday. Final three best fathers ever. Okay? Past, present, future, does not, well, I guess you can't do future. Any father you want to pick, living or dead, all you have to do is pick one. And these are all celebrity fathers. You can't say your own father because for most, everyone thinks their own father's great.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a father that's well-known that you think is the best father of all time. 766-9370, final three. Dana, we'll start with you. Dana, how was your dad growing up? Is he a good guy?
Oh, he was the law.
He was the law.
Yeah, so like when I was a kid, all the kids would come over. My mom stayed home with us. And the minute my dad would get home, people would scatter.
They would just
turn out. Yep.
Well, they're really gone. Did your dad have, and this is kind of funny for the others out there, I wonder how many people had dads that had heels made of concrete. My dad's feet, they looked like normal feet, but when he walked, it's like he had stone or concrete in his heels, and we had wood floor, and then we had carpeting. When he walked, it sounded just like this. That was him getting out of bed, him going to bed, him happy, him sad. And I mean, it sounded as if our floors were made of balsa wood. It was like he had concrete cinder blocks for heels everywhere he walked. And I meant barefooted. You would think there'd be divots in the floor where you could just hear him all the time. He just walked so heavily.
It didn't sound like that when they had shoes on, though. And they were like walking outside, did it? You should hear it if you have a basement in your house. My dad had the same thing.
My dad would just walk and it was just... It sounded like Jurassic Park.
Do you walk like that now?
Yes, do you?
I don't think so.
We got to ask your family, because I wonder if I walk like that now. Something you do when you get older? Is you don't care enough about stepping softly?
Well, there's no way you would walk like that. Your legs don't have the strength to... I mean, your legs would snap, like at the knee.
Well, I'm not saying anything about strength or girth. I'm talking about lack of caring.
Well, no, I don't think I mean, my wife might say, I've got concrete floors at my house. I don't have a subfloor. I don't know if I walk heavy or not. I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad just walked like, just put holes in the floor.
Well, that's like the authoritative walk, you know?
Yeah, it was
getting something done.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the dictator of North Korea.
Where are you going? To the kitchen.
Yes. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. We love you. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, son.
He did.
Well, I can't do it as loud as you. Mine doesn't echo underneath here.
He had river rocks for heels, man. It was just so loud. So your dad, though, he ran the roost at your house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you love your dad. You talk to your dad. Mm-hmm. You still hang out with your dad.
Yeah. If you ask him at this point, none of his children love him, though, because we don't come over and hang out with him as much anymore.
Well, that's just dad wanting to spend more time with his offspring.
Yeah.
Every family member gets mad about that.
Yeah. You going to get your dad anything good for Father's Day?
I have not gotten that far yet.
Do you get him gifts?
I usually do. I usually get him like a round of golf or something that he can use. Yeah.
Okay. 766-9370. Best fathers ever for Father's Day. Dana, final three.
All right. So I can't put Kenny on the list.
No, you can't put husbands and you can't put, you can't put Kenny on the list.
I figured I'd try.
Yeah.
All right. So number three, you don't know him.
Oh, I love when we don't know the people on the list.
I know. I do, too. They're usually the best ones.
And there's a slight theme to my list. Number three is Jensen Ackles. He is one of the lead characters on Supernatural. Huh. He has three children. Two of them are twins. And he is just a fantastic male specimen who has beautiful children.
Okay. So one of the criteria for for Dana's dads is they have to be hot. She yeah. wants a dad bod.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know who the guy is.
He's very cool. He's very down-to-earth, laid-back guy. He's opening a family brewing company. So I think that's really cool because there's a huge family aspect to the brewery that he's opening with his wife.
And is this, you mean in real life?
Yeah, in real life. Okay, correct. Cool, cool. Yes, yes. This is down in Texas.
Okay.
And he's just a cool guy in general, like off screen okay, from all the okay. outtakes and stuff. So number two, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Thor.
Yes, Thor.
Why is he a good dad? Is this based on his on-screen work or him as a legit?
He actually is a good dad, I think.
No, he is. I follow him on Instagram, and just the photos that I see, he just seems like a very caring, thoughtful man, and he's beautiful.
Okay, so is that the thing with women? Does that automatically make you a better father as if the dad is good-looking?
Well, I mean, for me, it does.
You can come home and yell at your kids and cuss at them and beat them and not feed them.
God, let's not make that a good criteria of being a good father.
I don't think that is what he does. He just seems like a very calm, collected individual. He puts his wife up on a pedestal, so I really appreciate that.
True. Yeah.
And I just think that he does a lot with his children.
Okay, so in at number two, Chris Hemsworth. Mm-hmm. Who's number one? Final three.
The Rock.
Oh come on.
I love him.
And he is, supposedly, from what I see, people say, legit, he's supposedly a great dad, huh?
Well, everything that I've seen, again, this is just what I've seen on his Instagram, but he absolutely...
How many people do you stalk?
A lot. You have no room to talk, Mr. Oh, Megan Tellis is on the TV.
Thank you so very much over there, Danny.
Yes. Oh, do you see Dina Kumpfner this morning? Hello.
We had to hear that about Megan again this morning. It's every morning. It's
every
awful.
Morning before the pre-show.
It's not my fault she's on TV. She's on TV and I see it. Well, that's her.
Yeah, come every
on.
Morning. If he's looking to the side, he's looking at Megan Tellis during the pre-show, just so you guys
exactly
know.
That's exactly what he's doing,
But the thing about The Rock is he has three daughters and he does nothing but put these girls up on a pedestal. He does everything for them.
Well, this Queen of Sheba mentality you've got now.
I value a man that knows how to place worth on what his wife and his daughters
and his children.
You see
what's going on here, Joe, with Kenny. He's not giving her the attention she needs. She's very, very needy.
That's why I would put Kenny on the list.
Yeah, did you hear in the beginning? Are you sure I can't put Kenny on there? Why do you think she sticks around with a man who hasn't married her yet?
That's right.
Oh, okay, so Dana likes to be put on a pedestal.
He's doing something right over there.
I just think that it shows that they love their women and that they want their women to succeed and they want them to be happy and healthy and all these other things that are important to me. That's why I like that.
All right,
Take care of mom, I think, is the first get-go.
Happy
when you're
wife,
be a good
happy
dad.
Life, okay?
You got to get married first to use that adage, Dana.
I didn't say about myself.
766-9370, best fathers ever. Joe?
There's a father that I like, but no one knows who it is. Do you know who Jerry O'Connell is?
No. I appreciate you guys giving us all these people that we've never heard of.
Dana, you know who Jerry O'Connell is, don't you? Oh, she's on the phone. And I found him through Kelly Ripa. Back in that search when Kelly Ripa was doing the search for a new side host before she got Ryan Seacrest, she had all these dudes on there. And Jerry O'Connell, who is just a not good actor, he's really been in some really lousy stuff. He's like a very low class D actor.
Like an E actor.
Yeah. Okay. But he's nerdy and funny and he's a good host.
Uh-huh.
And he's a really good loving dad.
Okay.
Like he takes his kids everywhere. His wife is super beautiful and thinks he's the best guy in the world. And the kids just love him. And he's just, I would have never known this or even heard about him, but I'm a weird fan of Kelly Ripa. And I watched him on her show one time. He's hosted with her a whole bunch of times.
Okay.
So, weirdly, oddly enough, he takes Will Smith off my third place.
Whoa! This guy has pushed Will Smith off the third position of your final three.
Because, and I would have kept Will on there, but just while we're all talking, I was reading up a little bit more on him, and the world thinks Jerry O'Connell, I don't know why he's not the 2018 Father of the Year.
I don't know who Jerry O'Connell is.
Now, if you Google him when we get done, or I show you a picture, you'll know who he is. He's not a good actor, though.
Okay, but he's a great father.
Great father.
Fair enough.
Number two, Brad Pitt.
Jesus Christ.
I mean this. And by the way, I love my father. Everyone knows that. Big Stan is fantastic. I couldn't have a better dad. But yes, Brad Pitt would be a great celebrity fill-in dad.
Even though, and I think now there was some talk somewhere on People or TMZ that he's trying to get custody from Angelina Jolie, even though that he almost had his kids taken from him because he threw a drunken or cocaine-fueled rampage at an airport and the cops were called.
That's why.
That's why you think he's a great father, because he had substance abuse issues.
Because he turned it around.
Okay.
He turned it around. I had substance abuse issues.
Okay.
I turned it around.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, she doesn't even want to sue him anymore. She's thinking about letting him have cars. He turned it around. He fixed it. Whatever he had going wrong, he fixed.
And
I give men that do that all the credit in the world.
I'll give Brad Pitt a star, a feather, too, because here's the thing. And I know he does a lot of great stuff. He went back and he tried to help out Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, he builds a lot of houses.
He's kind of a cool dude, man.
I think him to be, you know, a pretty good guy. He wants to help the world, and I can't fault him there. But here's the thing. Here's where he gets major, major, major credit. I don't think he wanted all those kids that Angelina had, and I don't think that he didn't want to adopt all these kids. And he did it because she wanted to, and then he had to learn to love them and support them. And there's a lot of guys out there, their wife comes home and says, oh, I want to adopt this kid from here and there. Most guys would be like, no, honey, I think we should stop it, too, and let's try more of our own baby-making and have kids. He went along with it, and either he did it for her or he found it in his heart to accept the situation and then try to make the best of it. That's tough to do because and maybe this is just me being selfish, I can't think of too many guys that would want like 75 kids from other countries in their house and raising them as their own.
She's basically like adopted from all the hard areas of the world.
Yeah.
Adopted a child from each one. I didn't even think about that. He's only got like two or three that are his.
Yeah. I mean, what do they got? 15, 20 kids now?
Eight, I think.
I want you to think about this. You're going to get dressed because you're going to go to,
maybe?
You're going to go to McDonald's. Think about how long it takes to load the freaking car and pack the diaper bag and get all the shoes on. Oh my God, I would yank if I had it, my hair out. That would make me punch holes in the wall.
You got to have a van or something.
I would have a hallway 85 foot long in the sheetrocker. If I had Brad Pitt's money, the sheetrocker would come in every Monday after the weekend because I'd walk down the hall punching holes in it because I'd be so aggravated. It would take me an hour to get out of the house because I'd be so pissed because we have to load up this freaking Greyhound of kids.
Yeah, and then you're going to get mad at him because he's got substance abuse problems.
Yeah.
And then on top of it all, he's still got all those kids, but he gave up what was helping him through the day.
Well, touche. Yeah. I mean, really, is any sober man going to have that many kids living with him? No.
I just think it's a huge point when substance abuse comes into the picture, it's so easy to go, screw you. You don't like how I'm living? Get lost. Be gone.
Uh-huh.
It's so easy to do that, and the people that take time to fix it, that scores high with me.
Okay, so Brad Pitt in at number two. I can't wait to hear who's on number one.
Oh, you know who number one is.
Okay.
He's got the happiest marriage in Hollywood. He is the best human being to grace a screen. That is thanks, Mr. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I would legitimately be proud. Not as proud as Big Stan, but I'd be proud to call that man my dad.
Wow,
like
Tom
if I was
Hanks.
Colin Hanks or something.
Yeah, but see, what about that one kid? What about that one kid that like steals and does drugs and does rap songs? That Tom Hanks doesn't love him. He's that bastard child. Every family has that illegitimate or should have been illegitimate bastard child that brings down the family. And Tom Hanks has one.
That hardcore drug addict rap.
Yeah,
song?
He does all this hardcore like the N words getting slung around. He does all these hardcore rap songs.
Tom Hanks supports him. I'm not saying he goes to every rap show he does, but he's been to them.
You can't even say he's ever been to a rap show he's done.
Oh, he's been to 5-6. Him and the wife, both. Yeah. Yeah. Collins got up on stage with him and rapped. Hanks, his brother.
Tom Hanks, Joe's number one.
Lead
final
my charge.
Three.
Who do you got?
766-937. Let's do a couple of these. Welcome, Henry. You've been on hold. Appreciate you hanging. What's up?
Good morning, boys. Hey, hands free.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Neighbor. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Okay, first and foremost, the only one I could think of would be from Living to Beaver, Ward Cleaver.
Oh, Ward Cleaver, yes. One of America's all-time greatest fathers, and I've talked about the house that Wally and Beav lived in. I've talked about what June did. That right there, for people that want to figure out how to run a house and how to live an American dream life, that right there is what you watch. That is the Bible to family, because he always came home. June always had on her high heels. She was always done to the nines. She had an apron on. She was baking souffles. She was doing pies. She was making, what do they call those? What are those old-fashioned pies?
Custards?
Yeah, she was making custards. She was doing all this good stuff in the kitchen, and then Ward would come home, and he could always retire to his bureau, and he could have a drink, he could unwind, and then she would come in after he relaxed, and she would tell him about the day's events that his two snot-nosed kids had gotten into, and he would always come in with the greatest advice. So if you want to learn how to be a parent, and you want to make it work in America, watch Leave It to Beaver until you're sick of watching it. That is a fantastic one. Thank you, Henry. Let's go to, this is a weird one. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi. Who would you put? Best father ever. Who's on the list?
I would say I would put John Travolta on the list.
John Travolta.
He's a good dad.
Are you saying this because he lost his son, Jet, and went through a hard time? Or what other things do you think make John Travolta a great dad?
I'd say because of, not because of losing his son, but because of everything he's done for his children and the type of role model he and his wife have been for their kids, being married for so long and going through things that they have to with social media and paparazzi being a famous family.
Tiffany, do you buy into it? Remember all that stuff about 5-6 years ago when there was like some sort of cabana boy on a boat and he said that he had to go into the room and he was supposed to give John Travolta a massage and then John Travolta kind of rolled over and wanted him to rub him on top and then he started getting grabby with this. You remember that story about that boat?
I do.
Yeah. Did you believe any of that stuff, that he was having like these liaisons with dudes?
I think people get curious sometimes, but I think a lot of people make more rumors than anything off of curiosity.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you can go on a cruise ship every now and again and get a massage from a cabana boy and still go home and be a great dad.
That is not what she said at all. She said people get curious once in a while. So could it have happened? Yes. But most oddly enough, no. It was made up.
How old was Roger Volta when he got that curiosity? Because I'm scared to death that one.
50. I don't think it's going to be coming out after the man's already through a full career.
Well, that's what scares the life out of me. I'm 46 and I'm like, really? Is this something like anxiety? I've heard of all these things when you become middle-aged. Is this something I got to go through? Not only do I have to go through erectile dysfunction, but I might be curious one day and have a guy give me a rub down on a boat? Is that just part of normal male life? I don't think so.
I was heterosexual as they come till I hit 50.
Yeah, I went on this cruise ship one time with me and my wife, and they were making all this stuff out of fruit, and I started scratching my chin thinking, huh, I'm curious.
Maybe I need a man in my life. Yeah. This whole wife and kids thing, I've been doing it the wrong way the whole time. No. You know, nothing had been said about him in years, and people wanted to start a weird rumor, or he made someone on that boat mad.
Okay, I don't know whatever happened to it. It went away. Miranda, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Miranda.
So, the best father ever to me is my boyfriend, Isaac, and I've been with him 7 years. So I am, he's a stay-at-home father. We have a 9-month-old.
Well, hold on, Miranda. You said father to you. What is this, like you call him daddy? You said he's your boyfriend, but he's like a father to you.
No. He's the father to my child. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but Miranda, you broke the biggest rule. You can't nominate boyfriends or husbands.
Yeah, these got to be celebrities.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
unless, I don't know, is he an actor? Anything we've seen him in?
Well, I mean, he impersonates good, you know, different, does good imitations.
Just say no.
She really likes him, you can tell.
All That's right, well, sweet. So we'll give a nod to Isaac.
I love it.
You don't have any famous people that other people would know or recognize that you look up to as being a great father?
You know what? I was just thinking about Isaac. I didn't even think about any famous people. I'm so sorry.
No.
That's a good thing. You got a 9-month-old. Of course you're thinking about him right now.
I think that's cool. Make sure you do something good for Father's Day for him. Right. Like leave him alone.
Oh, God. I'm sure he doesn't want that.
Ed, I think this one's pretty curious. This is a good one. What's up?
Yeah, good morning. I think Rick Moranis is a pretty good father. I believe after his wife died, he quit acting just to take care of his kids and raise his kids. Upright.
Yeah. I was going to say, was that before he shrunk him? After he blew him up?
No, Rick Moranis, for those that don't know the story, and correct me, Ed, his wife had some sort of cancer or died of a horrific disease.
A long time ago?
Yeah, and he was kind of blowing up a little bit, and she was struck with this illness, and they had already had kids. And what he did is he told all the people calling him in Hollywood, he's like, look, my kids are going through a tough time, and I appreciate the offer, but my kids are my world right now, and they just lost their mom, and I'm done right now. And he went out and he started charities and he started this crusade and he raised his kids, and he just vanished from Hollywood and still to this day does very little. And I'm not going to say he was a top A-list actor.
He could have been one of the good ones, though.
But easily. He threw away tons and tons of money to raise his kids, and man, that's got some street cred that you can't find in a lot of people out of Hollywood. So I agree with that. That's pretty cool.
I never knew any of that. I didn't know. I just thought he didn't want to act anymore, and he had, you know, kind of got. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was like an auto accident or I thought she had some sort of disease. And Rick Moranis, he just put everything on hold and said, you know what, this is what's important. I'm going to raise these kids. I got to get to my list quickly.
That's awesome.
Final three best fathers ever. And these are easy. And it's tough because I look at it and I'm like, should I do, you know, Jan Van Halen, the father of Eddie and Alex?
He's not celebrity, though.
Well, sure he is. He's the father of two of those boys. And I'm thinking, well, man, he made two of the greatest musicians to ever grace the planet or use oxygen.
I thought you said you were the third brother.
Well, I am. My dad, Jan Van Halen. See, that's why I can't really say that.
Because he's your real father. Yeah.
Yeah. But he would also sit around with the boys and chain smoke with them and drink beer with them. And he's the one that kind of turned them into the rock and roll rats that they were. He would just sit there and laugh with them. He became truly the third member of Van Halen because everything they did, he just loved it. He'd show up at the studio and his kids and him, they just sit around and drink Heineken all day. And he'd sit in the chair right along with them getting smashed day in, day out, smoking cigarettes, laughing with them, telling them that he was their biggest fan. And he's the one that kind of let them get out of hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was such a fan of the boys, and he was so proud of what they'd done. He's really the guy that turned them into the rats that they were.
They probably just loved him and would do anything for him.
They loved their dad, yeah. So he was a great guy. Sammy Hagar's dad, Roy Hagar, he was like the town drunk. He was always in jail.
Really? He was a roughneck?
Oh, yeah. He was like into fighting the mayor and fighting cops, and they were homeless when they grew up. So he really wasn't a good role model. You hear the stories about, you know, Robert De Niro's dad. You hear all these actors. A lot of them didn't come from good cloth.
Yeah.
They found a way to better themselves. So this list is easy. In at number three, this is a senior. First name, Tom. Last name, Brady.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Selleck.
No. Tom Brady Sr. Yes.
Senior.
Yes.
Okay, you're not going with Junior.
No.
God, he's younger than you. He can't be your dad.
Tom Brady Sr. is fantastic-er than Tom Brady Jr. because he gave birth to the boy that gave him grandkids.
Geez.
Grandkids that came from a supermodel, and he has all this rock and roll stardom and the greatest football player or quarterback of all time came from that man's loins.
Really?
Part of him. Yes.
You're going to give it to Tom Brady Sr.
Yes.
And not Archie Manning. Tom Brady Sr. had enough to give it to one kid.
Yeah.
Archie Manning had enough to give it to three.
Yeah, but this is why Tom Brady Sr. gets it. He had one kid, and it took Archie Manning two to get done what Tom Brady Sr. did. It only took him one kid.
I hate to stand by you when you correct, but
yeah.
Archie Manning's two still haven't got it done.
Yeah, that's right.
That sucks.
Tom Brady Sr. did it with one boy.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's earned his spot.
Yes, he has. So, in at number two. In at number two. And I don't know if I should do this as two or this as one, but I'm going to do number two. It's going to be Bo Bennett, a.k.a. Sam Elliott.
Oh, God.
Yeah, to have that man as my father, and when I watch him on The Ranch that drops tomorrow, new season tomorrow on Netflix, he is fantastic because he's so stern, and he's such a dad, and he's such a friend to the boys, but he'll turn on those boys when he needs to in an instant, and I think him to be off screen, I think it'd be kick-ass, because he only has one daughter. To say that Sam Elliott...
He only has one child, Sam Elliott.
Only has one child.
I didn't know that.
And to go into public and that to be your dad,
that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
That signifies cool. Sam Elliott, that's like having a Clint Eastwood or something as your dad.
And
John Wayne.
This is how it would work. He would get accused of kidnapping because kids would crawl into his house at night. People would want him to be their father, and I think that's cool, so yeah.
What are you doing with these 15 toddlers over here, Mr. Elliott? I don't know. They just keep coming in and calling me dad. They just want me to parent them.
Kids would wish to be kidnapped by Sam Elliott, Sacramento native, by the way. And in at number one, again, one of the greatest offsprings ever born on this planet belongs to Bold Ruler. Bold Ruler. The father.
You can't do this.
Of
again.
Secretariat.
You've
yes.
tried to do this before. You cannot put an animal on this.
Why?
He's
a father. He's a sire. He sired the greatest horse and offspring of all time.
He thinks because his radio nickname is an animal that he can have an animal for a father.
Yeah.
You got to pick Cujo then.
No, I don't want Cujo. Bold Ruler. He gets the number one spot. Final three.
Bold
greatest
ruler.
Father of all time. Hold on.